This is a poem by Mikhail Lermontov, who is like the inheritor
of Pushkin, right?
Yeah, of Russian poetry from Pushkin. So Pushkin died in 1837 from
Does anybody else smell a mini app coming on? I feel like I kind of do. Go ahead.
You want me to tell you about how Pushkin died? Because that's a fun one.
I would love nothing less. Please, go on.
Yeah, this is a good story.
Pushkin, notably the most famous and the best Russian poet of all time, the Russians claim that is the embodiment of their multiculturalism because he was like 1/64th African.
Okay, that sounds about right for them, I guess. Yeah,
the French classification for that, and we won't talk about that. Oh
boy,
horrible! The horrible dark history of French colonial racism.
Yeah. But at some point in Pushkin's lineage, one of his ancestors was like an Abkhazian prince or like an Ethiopian prince, and was in the court of Peter the Great. And the other half of his family can trace it all the way back to the first Tsar Rurik and all sorts of bullshit.
Oh, so he's perfect, naturally, like you were saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Pushkin's...
And my family never ate fucking cat in Northern Italy.
Yeah.
You know, we're all perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm all German, so my only thing is, like, we definitely weren't Nazis. That's no fun. Nope, that's not fun at all.
Nope. so Pushkin's wife, they didn't have an affair, but there was a dude that was a French dignitary that was flirting with her all the time, and that like got under Pushkin's skin. Alexander Sergeyevich, as I will refer to him henceforth, Alexander Sergeyevich, that's Pushkin's first name, by the way.
Oh, okay.
He like had it out with this dude, and they were fighting for years. And at one point, there's an unsubstantiated letter that was sent, presumably by this French dignitary, but was never like they never actually traced it to him. That like was like to Mr. Pushkin, welcome to the great honor of being in the Grand Club of Cuckolds. Yeah.
Ooh, that is.
Yeah, right?
Rough.
That's fucking clapback right there.
And in order to like alleviate this major strain in high up Russian society, I honestly can't remember the French dude's name, so I'm still going to call him the French dude. He married Pushkin's wife's sister.
Oh.
And so now they're brothers-in-law.
Yeah, just to get close to him to be a cock. Like, is that?
I mean, I don't really remember, but like, I think it was supposed to try to de-escalate things, but of course it didn't.
No,
because they were still like being in close proximity.
Let's keep them near each other
right.
all the time.
Yeah, no good. Exactly. No good. And so eventually, like Pushkin had enough, and they had a duel. And Pushkin got shot in the hip. And died 3 days later.
Yeah, not a good place to get shot, turns out.
But, you know, like, and there was, like, state funerals and all sorts of crazy crap. It was nuts.
But he's very famous in Russia, like, revealed.
Yeah. Pushkin is the poet. Everybody remembers Pushkin.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you read him in translation. And,
yeah.
And
he wrote
a lot of poetry courses. Yeah,
okay. He wrote. I'll say it in the like the English version. Eugene Onegin, Yevgeny Onegin, which is like a really important poem. Like it's an epic poem about this like superfluous man that later on became one of the most important tropes in all of Russian literature through the rest of Russian literary history.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
That was a poem, and then Mikhail Lermontov inherited that, and he, like, became the next great poet, like, in the 1840s after Pushkin
was
dead. It's
kind of like, is it like an unofficial, like, the poet laureate system in England?
And... Yeah, it was pretty similar, and Lermontov wrote things like, he wrote a prose piece called The Hero of Our Time, which is also about this superfluous man, and like, really cemented it, and it was kind of based on Onegin, and it was really good. Anyway,
there's a lot of fascination with like doubles and extras in Russian literature, isn't there?
Yes, there's a lot of that. Yeah, I mean, but anyway, this poem that while John Cleese is trying to seduce Jamie Lee Curtis, remember?
Right back into it. Yes.
Was this poem called Molitva, which is like the prayer. And apparently John Cleese did not know what in the hell he was saying. He was just doing it phonetically. So I was like listening to this and I'm like, oh, his cadence is really good. Like, what is this thing? And then I'm like... Ah, okay. He's just completely bullshitting it, because near the end of the movie he starts speaking Russian again, and he's just like doing exactly that thing that Kevin Kline did, where he's just
place names,
saying and words. Things. He's making like, stuff. Ugh, Gorbachev, Perestroika, yeah. Glasnost, sounds. And they're like, yeah. Oh, Glasnost, oh, so sexy. I love openness.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Well, y'all want to rate some stuff?
Sure.
Should we do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Sushi как время скатит.
Oh, boy.
Сомнения далеко. И верится, и плачется.
It does sound
D-N-A.
Легко. D-M-A.
It has way more gravitas in Russian, I'll say that.
Yeah, I mean, everything does.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I've heard that. I would listen to Seth read a fucking menu in Russian.
Yeah. All day long.
I can recite some of my favorite poems, like Balmol. That's one of, like, there's this great one. Этот мир пришел, что видит солнце. Even each day go.
Where the guy killed himself and wrote the poem in his blood.
Oh, that one is "До свидания, друг мой, до свидания" by Сергей Есенин. That is a fun story. I don't know if you want me to do another mini ep right now, but
well, we can mash them together if you tell it right now.
Okay,
Zach, yeah, go for it.
Okay,
yeah.
So Sergei Yesenin was a symbolist. So he was writing in the 19 teens or the like 19. Through 1912-ish. I think he died in 12.
I'm trapped in front of this dense, symbolist tome. Man, we gotta stop making Futurama.
We really do.
You tricked me.
So Sergei Yesenin was married to an Irish-American dancer.
Oh. Irish
and they very had like a very public, very complicated relationship, and they would fight all the time. Oh. And there's this story, and I don't know how substantiated it is anymore. But back when I used to do this sort of thing, we had read about it, and so they had a big fight. Sergei and his wife, again, I don't remember her name right now, but. They had a big fight, and she threw a marble bust of him at him.
Ooh,
that is
fucking Guns N' Roses music video.
Yeah, I was gonna say the symbolism is palpable.
He was a symbolist, so mm-hmm. She threw a bust at him, and I bashed down a door and shit. And then he was seen that night, drunk off his ass. Dragging the stone bust of him through the streets.
And he sits down at his desk and he starts to write, sometimes you need some time all alone. Sometimes you need some time on your own. In the cold November rain skies.
Nach, nach, knacking on heaven's door.
I mean, we were doing
a little patience, Russian whistle, Russian whistle.
We were doing a which came first this entire episode. This seems very appropriate.
Sergei Yesenin was seen dragging a bust of himself through the streets, drunk off his ass.
As you do.
And like, this was clearly a big fight, and he goes back to his apartment and he proceeds to write a suicide poem in his own blood, because he had no ink.
Impossibly Russian. My
so God. it's only two stanzas long, and it's like,
well, yeah,
it could also be pretty French, to be fair.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, yeah, I mean, you eventually die, right? That's
well, I mean, that's the thing, is like, your blood still coagulates, right? So he didn't die from that. He writes this two stanza poem. It's just like, goodbye, my friend, goodbye. Like, don't be sad. The last line is something like, in this life, death is nothing new, but of course living is nothing novel. Like, it sounds better in Russian, but like,
it's, oftentimes, yes.
Yeah. You know, because, and this is a major sticking point with me, Russian poetry is all rhymed, because their language lends itself to rhyming easier than English. And it just, like, it sounds better. Anyway,
Seth, I hate to interrupt you. There's a stink bug on your collar right now.
I know.
Okay,
he's a bro.
Just didn't want you to be surprised by it.
No, yeah. I know. I saw him kiggity crawling up towards my face for a while.
The Chinese chicken, yes.
Yeah. Have a stink bug and your brain starts ticking. But Sergei Yesenin wrote this poem, and he didn't die, and then the next day he hung himself. And then there's
and that's...
You kind of have to.
That's when he wrote his follow-up suicide poem. Take me down to the paradise city where the grass is green and the girls are pretty.
Oh, won't you please take me home?
We don't have the phlegm budget for this. My God.
Yeah, that's true.
What if Axl Rose were Russian? I think it might sound a little something like the thing we've been doing.
So wait, I mean, that is really a bummer. If you write a suicide poem in your own blood and then don't die, like, there's nothing more lame than that.
there is a conspiracy that he was killed by Tsarist agents, though, also, because, like, none of his friends ever saw his body. The crime scene was not photographed by the police. The belt that was used to hang himself was, like, they had pictures of it, and it had a super weird angle where it seemed almost impossible that he could have done it himself. The belt also disappeared. Like, it's very...
Hold on. You said 1812.
1912.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, how good... Like, we're talking about, there's a fucking daguerreotype of the goddamn belt?
It was made of dragon leather, and it lasts forever.
I've heard that, yeah. Interesting.
Damn, we got some good Russian shit this time.
Yeah, that's fun.
I mean, all right. Anytime your movie mentions anything about Russian, I'm just gonna be like,
Russian. Excuse me. Oh, glasses push.
Hello, actually, I think we are talking about Mother Russia.
Oh dear.
Top out. Okay, let's. Anyway,
yeah, we should get back into the regular episode.
Yeah. Yes.